25,000.
That's wonderful. Where'd you go, to Philadelphia?
No, I went up to, what's the name of that damn town? Doylestown. It's a Polish settlement, and they came in from Kosciuszko and Panta Maria and everybody.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, we're going to have a little next Sunday down in Panta Maria. I'm giving them something they presented to me a few hundred years old up here. And
Black Madonna.
Yeah.
I won't be down there.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I told them that Lucy had to go down there to see it. I told them we'd have a Catholic present. Right. You're not in the faith, are you?
No, sir, but I won't be down there.
Well, I'll be damn well. I'm going to try to get Lucy to go. What have you thought about this statement?
Well, we talked about it all afternoon, and have they read it to you?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Here's what I think. Will and A.W. and Jimmy are going to put out. They're still trying to check with each other. Let me see if I... Senator Jim Bates is an unmitigated liar in suggesting that the trustees of the Lyndon B. Johnson State Park Fund have engaged in, quote, blackjack tactics or have otherwise used pressure in soliciting funds for land acquisition for the park. If he knows of any such pressure exerted by anyone else, he should furnish detailed, specific information both to us and to the public. The trustees have been trying to do nothing but provide a fitting park in honor of the first Texan president in our history without using state tax funds. Senator Bates' attempt to embarrass the president 3 weeks before the election is obviously politically inspired and is made for reasons known only to him. Now, this will damn sure get attention. And it doesn't leave the Parks Board boxed in. We don't know what all the facts are. I don't. And we think we do. I shouldn't even say that. We've just talked to Will. Now, we don't know what Jim Bates might be doing. And we don't know who he might be doing it for. But there's not any question but what there was some sense of urgency about him issuing this statement. Not any question but what he did it after considerable discouragement. And not any question but what timing was important to him. Now, there are any number of reasons.
What makes you think the timing was important?
Well, because he called my office last week. He called me once and came to see me about it. And said that he was going to bring Doc Blanchard and Bruce Reagan with him. Well, when he showed up, he's by himself. So I just, I played it real cool with him. And I just told him, I said, well, Jim, I don't know who the donors are and the amount they've contributed myself. And I said, frankly, I don't want to know. Don't give a damn. I said, I have complete confidence in these three men, and all they're out doing is trying to raise some money to build this park so we won't have to do it with tax funds. Because I said, it's goddamn sure going to be done. It's just a question whether we want to pay $450 an acre or $4,500 or $10,000 like they're doing up at Hyde Park. Well, he said, I think we're entitled to know. And I said, well, now, Jim, just don't get in an uproar about this damn thing. I said, let me check into it, and we'll be talking to you later. Well, this was about a month ago. Of course, I've been dragging it out since that time. I've talked to Bruce Reagan and others, and I knew damn well that this investigating committee wasn't gonna support him. But he called Larry last week a couple of times and said he sure need to talk to me, that he won't do something right away. He asked Larry if I'd ever gotten this information that he wanted. Larry told him no, that I never had gotten the information from the commissioners about who had contributed, the amount they had contributed, and very frankly, they had to take the position they were not going to release it publicly. And then he said, well, I'm going to handle it with the greatest discretion. So I told Larry just to tell him, well, by God, if you're going to handle it with discretion, you're not going to release it. What the hell do you want to be privy to it for? Now, what difference does it make to you? If you're just going to keep it to satisfy your own curiosity. Well, that didn't satisfy him at all. He said, well, tell the governor I'll call him Monday. And he said, but I've got to move on this thing. Well, he did call me Monday, and I didn't talk to him. And then he just came out with this damn statement. But he told Larry very clearly that time was of importance, but he never would explain why it was important. Now, obviously, he did this before the election. There's not any question about it now. Why he did it, we can speculate on a number of different things. And I suspect it's a combination of all of them. Number one, he's been playing real, real close to Preston. And, of course, Preston is not your friend, never has been your friend, and never will be your friend. And he's the only state official that twice, you know, refused to join us in 64. And, of course, Preston is also mad at me. For a number of reasons. And I'm just sure, as I know my name, that he has been familiar with all this, although he denies it. Denies it to people like Jimmy Dillinger and others. And but there's not any question but what Preston has now fallen out with Wagner. Of course, he and Wagner have never been close, coming from the same town, and over the last couple of years, they thought they'd be competing with each other. Governor, you see. So their relationships are not good. And I suspect that Preston would like to see Wagner Carr defeated for the Senate. One reason is that Preston gets a lot of his money from Henry English and a bunch of these damn fellas who are Republicans. They're largely his finance men. And I'm sure they've really put the squeeze on him. So I'm sure that this enters large into this picture, that he's got Jim Bates to do this. Now, my guess is you're going to see the Republicans pick this up now. And Tower try to make an issue of it because Wagner gave this opinion.
Now, here's what we thought. We thought that you ought to issue a statement, or a spokesman, maybe it's too big for you, or some member of the committee, probably Blanchard, if it could get him to do it, where it wouldn't get to be an answer, but not too much attention. Now here was our thinking. Jake and George and Bill Moyers and I just had Bill look at that. Editing, I kind of dictated, and he wasn't in on it till I just finished typing it up when I got back here. Not one member of the trustees, the park fund, know of any coercion involved in the solicitation of funds, or have ever had any complaint of that nature from any contributor. To date, less than 100 people have contributed in the neighborhood of $200,000. Of which $130,000 has been spent for land acquisition. I don't know about those figures, but it's in the neighborhood of 200, and I'd say it's not 100 people, but I'd say we said less than 100, and so that's all right. No money has been spent for any other purpose. A full auditor accounting of all receipts and expenditures will be available when the remaining one landowner transaction is completed. No member of the Senate General Investigating Committee other than the chairman has reported any impropriety. As a matter of fact, one member of the Senate committee is a contributor, as I am. The trustees of the park fund have let it be known that if any person will produce one shred of evidence of wrongdoing or impropriety, it will be immediately and thoroughly investigated. Political rumor and gossip and not evidence seems to be the basis for the statements made by Senator Bates. If Senator Bates will produce evidence to support his charges to me or to the commission, any appropriate action that is justified will be taken at once. This administration is not going to be a party to any impropriety regarding park funds or political smears. There appears to be a lot of political hogwash issued in the last day. This appears to be a lot of political hogwash issued in the last days of the campaign by people who are getting desperate, and you can expect more of it as the campaign nears the end. I doubt the wisdom of that last paragraph, but that was the thinking. It says two things. It says that if this is true, if the other four members have no evidence of any hijacking, I believe they say that's true, but somebody has to find it out. And if the commission is willing to do it, I see no reason why. I don't say that we're going to give the names of the contributors, but I say full auditor accounting, that's what the public's interested in, of all receipts and expenditures will be available just as soon as the remaining one landowner transaction is completed, which is now in court, is completed.
Well, that's not a bad statement.
Now, let me go over it again. Not one member of the trustees of the park fund know of any coercion involved in the solicitation, you might say, or any employees of the park board, or any employees of the board.
Well, I think I'd leave them out.
All right.
Nobody in the park board, I think, knows a damn thing about it.
I think that's right. Not one member of the trustees of park fund know of any coercion involved in the solicitation of funds, or have ever had any complaint of that nature from any contributor. I believe that's a true statement. They haven't had any complaint.
No.
To date, less than 100 people. Now, I know that's correct, but I don't know the approximate amount of money. I think it's about $200,000.
No.
Did they tell you?
No, sir.
Of which 130, and that's a guess, too.
No.
Those are two guess figures, which have to be confirmed by EW somebody. No money has been spent for any other purpose. A full auditor accounting of all receipts and expenditures will be available when the remaining one landowner transaction, which is now in court, is complete. Or you could say, I just say it'd be available, because that's what they tell you. No member of the Senate General Investigating Committee other than the chairman has reported any impropriety. As a matter of fact, one member of the Senate committee is a contributor. And I put as I am, but you may not want that in there. The trustees of the park fund have let it be known that if any person will produce one shred of evidence wrongdoing, impropriety, it'll be immediately and thoroughly investigated and acted upon.
Well, I think it's fine. I think the commissioners ought to issue the statement, though, as opposed to me doing it.
Political rumor and gossip and not evidence seem to be the only basis for the statements made by Senator Bates. If Senator Bates will produce evidence to support his charges to me or the commission, any appropriate action is justified to be taken at once. All right, that may be a better thought for the commissioners. We thought, since he was complaining, that you'd appointed these men, you wouldn't take any action. But you could report you had taken enough action to know that no complaint had been made, any other member of the committee, and no complaint had been made there. I rather think there's some drawbacks to your issuing it, because I think it gets more play.
I think that's right.
And makes it more of a national, state, big-time stuff to the
right.
Governor of the state, or for the president to issue it.
I think that's right.
But I... I think it, you know, you want to be kind of clean in the Murray thing, and I was just thinking about.
Well, I may later say something, but I think at least at this stage of the game, probably the commissioner itself ought to do it. The allegation, when you read it, really, is that the commissioners themselves have